Thank you, Tyler, for that message. Mothers, I guess for me, I've lost my mother 42 years ago, I think it was, and I've always been fascinated looking at a mother, the softness that God instilled within mothers to take care of children. He knew he needed someone with skin on the earth, so he created mothers. They have a softness and a kindness that us men don't have. And I'm seeing that in my home right now. My son busted his elbow, and he had to go in and do surgery. And, you know, he's always, you know, around the house. He's got a lot of pain and so on. And my wife waits on him hand and foot and takes care of him. And, you know, she's there. She wakes up at night if he's whimpering or needs pain medication or whatever. And I'm kind of like, get over it, buddy. Put your big boy pants on and, yeah, whatever. So the softness that God instilled within mothers is very precious, and I saw that in my own mom growing up. So we'll open this up for whoever wants to say something.
I just want to say, if you have a mom, make sure you tell her you love her. And, 2003, my mom was killed instantly, and it was. And John, you know a little bit what I'm talking about. It was one of the biggest shocks of my life. And I think you can go to the most hardened criminal, even in prison, and mention mom, and it just really softens the heart. And I have to say that I've married a lady that's a Proverbs 31 woman. And I always tell her that I love everywhere she goes with me, she makes me look so much better. So I am so thankful for the wife and mother of my children. I'm thankful that I still have a mother-in-law. You know, mother-in-laws get a really bad rap so often. And I can say I don't know what that's like. And I'm so thankful for that. My mother-in-law was so kind to me and at a time when I was unlovable before God changed my heart. So I'm thankful for my stepmom, my mother-in-law, the wife of my children. And I praise God for the time he gave me with my birth mother. But I always say if it wasn't for God, my wife, the church, and my help, I would be a nobody. So blessings to all the moms here.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you, Tyler, for the message. I had to think a little bit about us men this morning. You know, when we heard a lot about the women, but if us men are honest and have integrity and all those things, I know it's very, very easy for a woman to follow behind her husband. But it starts with us men. You know, we are called to be the leaders in the home, and the more we do that in honoring God, the easier it is for a lady to follow. Yeah, I just want to bless Ruth Ann, the things she does for our family. I'd have lots to say, but just blessings to all the moms, and yeah. Thank you, Tyler.
I, too, want to take this time to bless all you mothers out there this morning for all that you do, and I had to think, I guess my little encouragement to you all would be the two words in the Sunday school lesson this morning were stay focused. And it's so interesting when we stay focused in our Christian lives, the family operates. When mom and dad stay focused, everything runs the way it should. And so that can be, moms are such a blessing in the home. And I want to thank my wife and for everything that she does for me and the children. And I'm just going to take time. I came across this little writing. I got it in an email form, and I had to think, whoever wrote this, I don't know, was he taking a peek inside of our home? But things can get a little bit, disarray at times in our home. At the end of the day, it's all good, and at the end of the day, I wouldn't trade any of them away. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I thought this describes it pretty well. It talks about moms. It says, they're on the job 24/7 without pay and without few breaks. They're cleaning up and picking up in between playing, cooking, feeding, changing, and managing the lives of their families. Their moment of peace is their moment of peace behind the bathroom door is shattered by their kids pounding for something, even when dad is in the kitchen. Moms wonder if they can pull off eating, sleeping, and showering all at the same time. Their vacation cruise comes after strapping their pride and joy into their car seat as they walk around to the driver's side door. They dream about takeout, maids, lunch out, uninterrupted conversations, full night's sleep, and a little peace and quiet. But when it does go quiet, they kick into high gear and become suspicious. Moms are tugged on, poked at, jeered at, run away from, spit on, drooled on, talked back to, and fussed at. Yet they still pledge their love and insist on hugs from their children. Why they do so is beyond me. I think the Bible must say somewhere that it's a mystery or something like that. So blessings to all of you moms.
Thank you, Ryan. That describes it very well. I think that's why mothers deserve a Mother's Day, is all the work they do. And I, along with Dwayne, I grew up in an era where it wasn't very manly to hug and say, I love you and whatever. That's one thing the Amish, mom and dad came from the Amish, that's one thing that they could do a lot better on is hugging their children and telling them they love us. My mom did that, but for some reason I grew up with the idea that it's not manly to tell mom or dad, you know, I love you. And even today when my son calls and he says, I love you, before he hangs up, I find it a little hard to tell him I love him. And shame on me, but that's the way we grew up. But I remember the last time my mom came to my door, I was in bed already, and it was midnight. She was going to leave. She came to my door, bedroom door, and told me she loves me and says goodbye, and you know, we'll be back tomorrow. Well, tomorrow never came. She died in a traffic accident, same as Dwayne's mom did, I think. And that was probably the toughest day of my life when we buried her. My mom could have been President of the United States and done a lot better job than most presidents would have. She was Proverb 31 woman plus a lot more, it seemed like. She was, everybody that knew her, she was an exceptional woman. But not a day goes by in my life when I don't think of her. But someday we'll see her again. Looking forward to that. Anybody else? All right, if you're done, we're done too. So why don't we rise and we'll have a word of prayer. And we're going to remember the food. Again, I say stay at your own risk, I guess, right? All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you. Lord, we thank you for the message that was given. Thank you for Tyler being willing to share your word. And Lord, we thank you for mothers. We thank you for the softness that you instill within mothers, the kindness, the care, the way they take care of the children. Lord, for your gift to us, we just thank you for that so much. We pray your blessing on each mother here today and each woman that would like to be a mother and is not. God, we just ask your special blessing on each one. Show them your love and your goodness to them. Just bless the food, and we thank you for it, Lord. Bless our fellowship here. May we honor and glorify you. And God, just be with each one of us here as we part from this place. Protect us, keep us from harm and evil, and just make us a blessing wherever we go. Lord, help us to be, to express our love and appreciation to each other, for we never know when our last time will be that we see each other. We just pray, again, bless this day, bless each one. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.